This year's El Paso Pro Musica Chamber Music Festival will feature renowned music artists from around the world, including Pro Musica artistic director and cellist Zul Bailey. The weekly box lunch series at the El Paso Museum of Art, twilight tours, and a classic film series. The festival will take place throughout January at various venues in the El Paso Las Cruces area, including the El Paso Museum of Art, the Plaza Theater, and the University of Texas at El Paso's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. Here to tell us all about it is Executive Director of the El Paso Pro Musica, Felipa Solis. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. And needless to say, I hope everyone has had a happy holiday, a wonderful new year. And we kick off the new year right with some of the finest musical artists in the world. And then we engage in the community. So it's just kind of doing double duty, but it's really, really special to make 2017 a year that begins with just great sounds.
Well, and you all know how to do it because every January equals Chamber Music Festival. And every January, there's just beautiful music pouring out of everywhere in El Paso and Las Cruces. And I mean, you really get in there. You go to the community, they come to you, and there's just all sorts of fun stuff.
There absolutely is. And you mentioned right now how we're going to kick off, and that's with the all-new Twilight Tours. And what those are designed to be kind of intimate concerts in settings that aren't necessarily in a theater or auditorium. Remember, chamber music, dating back hundreds of years, was in intimate settings with food and wine and music and people kind of getting to know one another through the incredible music and instruments and sounds. So the Twilight Tours are going to be dedicated as concerts in various places that you wouldn't expect. The first one kicks off in Las Cruces at the Double Eagle in Old Mesilla.
Oh, how
so
beautiful.
You can go order your dinner, order wines, order whatever you like, and there will be the Beethoven trios right in front of you. So we kick off with our artistic director and world-renowned cellist, Zul Bailey, who we also add Grammy-nominated Zul Bailey to his name, which is really exciting. Kurt Nickinen, who is an absolutely incredible violinist, he is the concertmaster for the New York City Ballet. And then Scott Rawls, who is a very renowned violist, who works out of the symphonies in North Carolina, and he's quite a brilliant musician. So this trio will be dedicating the week to Beethoven and do the complete Beethoven trios everywhere they go. And they're going to start with doing this special Twilight Tour at the Double Eagle. Then they go on to do a Twilight Tour the next night at the New Star City Studios to support that local event. And then, of course, every Thursday is box lunch at noon.
Oh, yes. Let's do talk about those, because I believe those will be aired here on KTEP.
Yes, they will.
And you're our gracious host of those.
I hope so. And I get to work with Dennis Wu, which is the most amazing thing for me.
That is a lot of fun, working with good old Dennis Wu.
That's going to be brilliant. We will do brilliant programming. But in the meantime, the concept behind Box Lunch is to collaborate with our community. So It's El Paso Pro Musica and the El Paso Museum of Art working together to bring two art forms to light. So Thursdays are days that people can come and they have accessibility to the museum. It's the free day. They can look at all of the beautiful art. And every Thursday in January at noon is a free concert that we like to refer to as an informance. So people can come to the museum and sit and learn from the artists a little more about the music, about the instruments, and then they play beautiful excerpts of the music for you. And this is graciously made possible, of course, through the Museum and Cultural Affairs Department of the City of El Paso. And we can't do this without the gracious help of United Bank of El Paso del Norte. So all of these groups come together to make it possible to make music accessible to everyone.
Well, and let's talk about that accessibility, because I'm sure that your audiences are different wherever you go, which has to be kind of nice and refreshing for you and for the performers.
It's very refreshing, and especially here, it's so incredibly diverse and so incredibly unique. And the artists love to come here, not only because of the great hospitality, because the food is absolutely outstanding everywhere you go, and we manage to take them to everywhere that's just every brilliant hole in the wall possible in El Paso and Las Cruces, but being that we're not only doing concerts, but that we're engaging with the community so much, whether we're and hospitals, in neonatal intensive care units where babies who are newborn, their oxygen levels even out, their heartbeats regulate, and doctors see that just by hearing the beautiful sounds of music. Going to Alzheimer's patients at the time of their life where music brings back fond memories, and you can see it in them and see it in their eyes. Even patients in hospice, their golden moments, their reflections, all with music. And we can help bring so many forces together with the beauty of music. Going to the classroom with the instruments and seeing the wide-eyed wonder in the kids in the barrio, seeing kids in the Sparks edition, everywhere we go, we're even going to Tornillo, we're taking the music one step away from just the concert hall and giving it to everyone as a gift.
How long does it take you to plan this festival? Because you're in some funky places all over the place all the time. And it looks like magic to us every year. We're like, it's January, time for the festival.
It's time for the festival.
But when do you start working on the festival?
Well, probably the day after the festival. we continue with our season, but Zul Bailey, being the artistic director, his brain is constantly flowing. And since he travels all over the world, he meets so many wonderful people. And most of the artists who come here are just his close personal friends who, too, have these careers of their own. And yet they all come together to make music together. Like the first week that we're talking about that's coming up, Kurt and Zul were in a trio together with Nava Perlman back in the day when Zul very first got his amazing 1693 Matteo Gefriller cello. He's known him for over 25 years. Scott Rawls is an educator. They've worked together with symphony orchestras. All of the artists who are coming here have amazing connections. And so when they come here and they share their art and share their love for each other with people they are meeting, it's just a second connection all their own. So the festival means so much more than just concerts. It means a love of music, a love of community, and sharing.
But, you know, as an audience member, those things, when the love for each other, of those people on the stage and the love for the music, then transpires over to the audience and you can tell that they are having a good time on that stage, that is how you know you're at the right show.
That's right, because it's a great conversation.
Yes.
So whether it's Beethoven or our second week will be four-hand piano, which is fantastic, with the head of the Juilliard Piano Department, who is a renowned pianist, Jerome Lowenthal. He's worked with Stokowski. He has worked with the best of the best, and he's in his 80s and has the most marvelous sense of humor and is just such a wonderful guy. He's coming with one of his great students, Michael Brown, who travels throughout the world as a soloist pianist, and they're going to play together. It's going to be student and teacher. It's going to be like Mr. Miyagi and the Karate Kid. But it really is. It's that connection. Again, a connection that will be great with the audience. The third week is going to be all about Spain and Grammy Award-winning guitarist Jason Vio. And again, a collaboration with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. And then the fourth week, we're going to be not only celebrating Zul Bailey's Grammy nomination, we're going to be paying tribute to our great supporter and friend, J.O. Stewart. And then there's a special composition, a musical commission that was created for Pro Musica and other venues, including the Australian Chamber Music Festival, the Spokane Northwest Bach Festival, the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and the El Paso Pro Musica Chamber Music Festival. It's called The Three Dancers, created by a very young, exciting composer named Elena Katz-Chernin. And so it's going to have its world premiere here in El Paso. Beautiful new music. It's almost a dance and inspired by great contemporary art. So it's going to be so unique, so different, so many flavors in one festival.
So we've got this whole show dedicated to the festival, and we've been talking a lot about everything that you do, where you're going to be, and pretty soon I think we should talk about the music. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Play some excerpts, see what's up.
See what's up. As a matter of fact, we've always got a new CD out, and Zul's Grammy Award winning, well, we hope it's Grammy Award winning. That's, I'm speaking
right
ahead of myself.
No, but
because
if you
I'm
will
hoping
it,
that we will it will come. His CD, Tales of Hemingway, was performed during the last festival with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra as one of the commission locations. And so we'll be hearing that. He will also be playing that during the course of the festival, along with, he's got a new CD of Brahms string sextets with the outstanding Cypress String Quartet. We'll be hearing that. There'll be so much incredible music. So from Beethoven to Falla to Chopin, to new music.
Our world premiere.
Our world premiere. There will be something for everyone.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. So when we come back on State of the Arts, we'll start listening to some of the music that you'll be able to experience at this year's Chamber Music Festival.